to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Left Traffic Nation? Welcome. Episode number 70 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. Wow, guys, I got to tell you, I had planned on talking a lot of racing today. We had Monaco, we had Indy, we had the 600. And well, there is a little change of plans. Some of you guys may have noticed a couple things on Twitter this past weekend. One was my absence from Twitter in its normal form during a race weekend. And two, you may have noticed I sent out a tweet that I was in the hospital. So while I am going to just be blunt and upfront, I didn't see more than about 50 laps of racing this weekend. So I'm not even going to pretend to fake it till I make it, so to speak, with the racing that I watched. So there's not going to be a lot of actual racing talk, but I do have a pretty decent show lined up for you guys. So let me tell you guys what happened. So last Sunday night, like around 3 a.m, I was awoken out of a dead sleep in just this crazy stomach pain. Like, I felt my stomach was being twisted in every which direction. And Lindsay wanted to take me to the hospital last Sunday night at like 3 a.m. And I was like, no, you know, typical guy, right? So end up falling back asleep Sunday, wake up last Monday, and just felt like I had done 100 sit-ups or something. And for maybe someone that exercises on a regular basis, 100 sit-ups wouldn't be anything. But you get where I'm going with just like the muscle strain that my stomach probably felt like on Monday. Tuesday, I was okay. Did the show last week with Kaz, which was a blast. Wednesday during the day was okay. And then Wednesday night started to have a little discomfort in my stomach again. And Thursday, I only go to the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I work from home Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so I was actually at work on Thursday, and I actually ended up leaving like around 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Called Lindsay, said, I'm on my way home. My stomach is just killing me. And so she finally convinced me to go to the emergency room on Thursday afternoon, which the hospital is less than a half mile from our house. You can almost see it if you drive down our street. So we're kind of in its backyard, which is very nice and convenient. So we got there real quick, and it was crazy. I totally jinxed us as we were pulling into the hospital parking lot. I'm like, it's a Thursday afternoon. It's beautiful outside. It's Memorial weekend. How busy could it be? Well, it was busy. We waited about an hour in the ER before we got taken back. And, you know, I describe what's going on and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, well, we think we should get a CAT scan and an ultrasound. 5 hours in the ER later, I get a visit from a surgeon, which was a shock once he introduced himself and said, we think you need to have your gallbladder taken out, but we also think you've got some lodged gallbladder stones, so we need to get an MRI, which if you ever have to get which is declared an emergency MRI, don't wait and do that over a holiday weekend, because it took 24 hours for me to get an MRI. I got the MRI literally Friday night. Well, let me backtrack up. I didn't even get a room. I wasn't fully admitted until about 11 o'clock Thursday night in the ER. Which was an interesting story there. After the surgeon had left and all that kind of stuff, the wing of the emergency room that they had put me in, they closed it at 9 o'clock at night, and they apologized that they didn't have a room ready yet. And they had to wheel me to the hallway of the psych ward section of the emergency room, which was a trip. Like, there was stuff going on. Like, it was straight out of Live PD as I'm laying there in the hallway in raging pain, waiting to get a room, never a dull moment. So then Friday, waited all day to get a an MRI Saturday. They did this procedure to get rid of the lodged stones. And then Sunday morning, they took the gallbladder out. And then they let me go home Sunday night. So I literally was, I had kind of thrown the towel in that I was getting out Sunday. I really didn't think it was going to happen. So I'm laying in, you know, back in my room after the surgery, and I've got the 600 on. I literally, this is the first amount of any racing all weekend that I was able to put on. I was totally zonked out Saturday for the Indy 500. Didn't get to see any of the Xfinity race or anything like that. So I'm excited. At least, hey, whatever. At least I can find, I can lay here, watch the 600. And I got about the first stage, and that's when they came and gave me the discharge paperwork. And, you know, discharging out of a hospital is a process in and of itself. So by the time I got home and all that, I was worn out and fell asleep and, you know, was in some pain yesterday and all that. And just there was just no way that I was going to be able to put that and go back and watch all of that racing. So I wasn't even going to pretend to. But I still wanted to do the show because I'm very excited for tonight's guest and all that kind of stuff. But before I get into all that, so to those that did see the couple tweets and updates that I was putting out there, thank you so much for all of the well wishes and all that. It really just makes you feel good inside to know that people care. So I really, really appreciate that. And like I said, that means the world to me. So thank you so much to everybody out there for all the well wishes and all that kind of stuff. All right. So since I've admitted I haven't watched any racing from this past weekend, what the hell am I going to talk about tonight? Well, we are closing the gap on MIS weekend here, which is very exciting. MIS track president Rick Brenner is going to come on here in a few minutes, talk about what MIS has planned, not just for the race weekend, all of the entertainment that they've got lined up. Plus, if you guys remember back around Daytona, Rick was on to talk about the 50th anniversary of MIS, and I know there's a lot more details out about that, so I'm sure we're going to cover that. I'll hit a few key points of some things that I did see from this weekend. Aaron will be on, talk some weather for Pocono this weekend. We all know what we typically expect for Pocono. We'll see what Aaron's got to say about that. Your lucky dog lap down picks. Lap traffic segment one fantasy is over. We'll get to the winners and all that. So should be a decent show here. So stick around. Might be a little shorter than usual, and everything will get back to normal with normal race watching activity this weekend. So that said, thanks again to everyone that has helped spread word about the show on social media. And all right, let's get into it. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, I am very excited to bring this guest back on the line and the show because it means it's almost time to go to the track. Please welcome Michigan International Speedway track president Rick Brenner back to the show. Rick, welcome back. How's it going?
It's going great on a beautiful sunny day here in Brooklyn, Michigan. So getting awful excited. Get race week coming up here.
Dude, I can't wait. All right, so there is so much going on at MIS this year, which is exciting. We talked back in February to kick off NASCAR season and to talk about the 50th anniversary of MIS. Now that we're just a few weeks out from the race weekend, what can fans expect to see surrounding the 50th anniversary of MIS?
Well, there's a whole lot of good stuff. I think the most important thing to start off with is I just want people to remember that kids are free Friday, Saturday. You can get to all three races for $35 in our Zumongo Z deck. Kids are half price Sunday. We got some beautiful camping here available, and we have set up a week of entertainment culminating with the Firekeepers Casino 400, the best drivers in the world on NASCAR's fastest track. You've got the LTI Printing 250 and the Zumongo 200. So three great races, one weekend, and a whole lot of great stuff. Everything from a one-of-a-kind racing exhibit or car exhibit, Legends of Racing exhibit, presented by our friends at Consumers Energy, all the way from that to 38 Special, Firehouse for Free, The Return, a Beatles tribute band here on Sunday, doing early era Beatles and late era Beatles on Sunday out on Fan Plaza. We've got a new shaded seating area, food and entertainment area in the center of Fan Plaza that's going to be awesome. So just a whole bunch of awesome stuff for people, and really hope we'll take the time to come out.
That's awesome. There's talk about some of the upgrades to some of the sections, camping. What's new and improved around the track itself?
Well, the track itself, we've got these great, and they're getting close to being gone, all gone for the June race. But we've got these awesome all-you-can-eat seats in turn one, fastest corner in the track. Great view of pit road, cars coming off of pit road, view right down the front stretch. Again, the fastest corner in the track. And you've got your own countertop that you can sit at. It's got a little hook. You can hang your bag. And the tickets are $85 for consumers ahead of time. They'll be $95 on race week. But it includes all you can eat, kind of hamburgers, hot dog, you know, traditional kind of 4th of July kind of picnic for 2 hours, an hour before the race, an hour into the race. And you've got a great seat to sit there, your own table to sit and eat and enjoy. We have group offerings for, with that too. We also have the Turn One Resort, which is a new campground we've built. It's got its own private viewing area. It's got water and electric. It's got its own private game room.
Wow.
Right there as well. It's got green space for walking the dog or playing some ball. So it's just a really neat spot, again, right there in turn one. So we're super excited about that as well. And then I described to you then Fan Plaza, we've got the new, like, shaded area for people to sit with picnic tables. We'll have some food trucks and a bar and a stage with entertainment going all day long on it. So a lot of really cool stuff for folks when they come out.
That's all right. So I got to go back to this $85 all-you-can-eat seat. I mean, that's your price to get into a football game, good seats at a baseball game, and that's normal pricing for a right. You get all you can eat included in that. That's phenomenal. I gotta highlight that because that's remarkable. Like the value of what you're getting, like you said, turn one, and an $85 all you can eat seat. That's fantastic.
Yes, it's a great value, and it's going to be it's a great meal, and we've kind of moved some stuff around, so your food will be right behind your grandstands. So you don't have to go far to get it, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, hamburgers, hot dogs, that kind of stuff. You know, your 4th of July kind of picnic.
Sure. I mean, what more do you want?
And we renovated the seating section, so you have your own countertop.
Yes,
right there.
That's awesome.
And I'll tell you what, Brandon, if you combine that with right now, we have our beer cooler 50th anniversary cooler promotion going on. So for $30, you can get a 50th anniversary cooler, limited edition, and it comes with 5 16-ounce beers and a water. And then you can refill it the rest of the weekend for $25.
Dude, that's so cool. That's awesome.
Come on Sunday, $85 all you can eat, $30 for your beer. So you're $115. You're all in,
yeah.
Right?
That's you don't need. That's incredible. And I'm excited. I'm gonna definitely walk around. I can't wait to check out this new campground. I mean, I know a lot of the complaints that I know a lot of tracks get are you know, lack of electricity and water, and you guys solve that problem too. So that's incredible. So I am really excited to get out there and see everything that's been done in turn one, because that sounds like a lot of stuff, and I can't wait to check that out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about the. I just like to say all you can eat because I love to eat. So not only is it a great deal, I like saying it.
Absolutely. So MIS never fails to disappoint from an entertainment standpoint. You mentioned 38 Special. What else will fans be able to see and do that come out for the weekend and even those that just come out on Sunday? I read there's some dueling pianos, a cornhole tournament. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, if you're here for the week, there's a whole bunch of good stuff, whether it's the dueling pianos, whether it's the river in the infield doing a concert, whether it's if you want to be in kind of a family-type atmosphere, we offer that over in our Graves campground. There'll be a family movie night over there with Despicably Me 3. I think that's June. That might be August, but a family-oriented movie. There's arts and crafts for the kids over there. There's a whole bunch of really nice stuff, neat stuff over there. A little bit hours are a little quieter, right? We encourage people to be a little quieter. Then if you want to go nuts all night long, like it's spring break, you can head over to M50. We'll facilitate that party for you all night long as well. And then we also have the Z Deck that's new this year with our partners from Zumongo. They're going to have over in Turn 3. They've got a 60,000 watt sound system coming in and DJs and all that kind of stuff. And then also just behind Turn 4 out on Fan Plaza, they have the Zumongo Adrenaline Zone this year, where they're going to have a bunch of X Game athletes there performing everything from snowmobiles to motorcycles to cars, all kinds of crazy stuff going on there to keep people entertained. And that's on Sunday, and then throughout the weekend, that particular area. But, you know, of course, Monster Energy will have a stunt show out here as well. So there's just a lot of stuff all the way down to church service in your campground on Sunday morning, yoga and workouts in your campgrounds throughout the week. So it's all here. You just got to choose to come and do it and come check it out.
Awesome. And a human cannonball too, right? Did I read that right too in the notes?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. The human cannonball. David the Bullet Smith will, right before race time, will shoot himself out of his cannonball into a net. It's a sight to be seen. It's awesome. The other thing people should be aware of is we got some great deals right now. If you go to mispeedway.com and find the MIS deals page, it should be right on the front there for you to click on or in the drop down. Right now we're giving away free 50th anniversary hats when you purchase two tickets. We're giving you free food with the purchase of two tickets. And we're also we also can give you Cedar Point tickets for the amusement park down there in Sandusky, Ohio, some of the best roller coasters in the world. You don't get all three. You can choose.
Sure.
But you can choose one of those three great things, and just a little incentive to get you to buy your tickets a little early and come on out and check out all this stuff.
I haven't heard a reason why you wouldn't want to do it. I mean, the racing alone, you know, is awesome enough to bring out to, but everything else is just. I mean, it's an event. It is a weekend full of entertainment out at the track, which is awesome. LTI Printing back for the Xfinity race, and Firekeepers is back to sponsor the cup for the June race. How special is it to have two Michigan-based companies continue to show their support at MIS?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's fabulous. And, I mean, let's not forget Corgan Oil with the truck race, Corgan Oil 200 in August, and Consumers Energy on the NASCAR Cup race in August. So a lot of Michigan companies, a lot of pride here, and proud to be a part of it. And it's special to have these great folks see value in, for their businesses and in what we do here at the facility. And we do everything we can to make it great for them and great for the folks that come out.
Absolutely. All right. So the racing's been interesting this season. Let's get your take on the actual racing itself at season. Ford Toyota's been leading with the win column, dominating performances by Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch. What can fans expect to see on the track itself for race weekend with the Cup guys?
Well, I think, you know, let's back up first, because we got two great races ahead of that, right? So ARCA is always a great race on Friday night. But the package in the cars this year on the Xfinity race is going to be the same package that was run in Indianapolis last summer.
Yes.
On the cars, and very similar, if not the exact same package that was run in the All-Star race in Charlotte. So we're looking forward. There's a lot of hype and a lot of excitement about that race and that package. So I did bump into a couple of the drivers from the Xfinity series in Daytona. They were very excited to check out that package on this track. So that should make for, I mean, I don't know how you get much more exciting. Last year, I think it was Denny Hamlin that won in basically a photo finish with Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, that was
Bubba Wallace last year. So I don't know how you get much more exciting than that, but there's a lot of excitement around and energy around that package right now. So it'll be great to see that here on the Xfinity cars. And then, of course, you know, the story here has got to be, you got to think about Brad Keselowski or Eric Jones, both looking for both Michigan Bears looking for their first win in Michigan. But you have Kyle Larson, who's won the last three Cup races here. Can he win four? And then, as you mentioned, you've got, you know, Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. They're having great years. So there's a lot to see. It'll be a great race, and we'll just see who comes out on top.
Excellent. Rick, hit the website and where everyone can get tickets one more time.
Sure. MISpeedway.com, or give us a buzz at 888-905-7223.
Excellent. Rick, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for taking a few minutes to come on the show and hype up race weekend here in a couple weeks. I can't wait to get out there. Can't wait to see you guys out at the track as well. Rick, thanks again, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Brandon. Always a pleasure to be on.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care.
Well, there is definitely a lot that is going to be going on at MIS this weekend here. So if you are in the area of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, come on out for the weekend. It'll be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. Cannot wait to get out to the track and can't thank MIS for the support of the show. And I can't wait to get out there and record. I'll have more about that next week. But just huge props to MIS because they do more for me than I could ever do for them. So I am eternally grateful for them recognizing the podcast and hooking the show up like they do. And if I can help it in any way, by all means, go get tickets and come see me at the race in a couple weeks. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Moving right along here to the very, very limited racing discussion here, if you will. Trucks, they're off another week until Friday, June 8th, which is MIS weekend. The Trucks will be headlining a Friday night Texas race, while Xfinity and Cup will be at MIS. Over to the Xfinity Series, Kyle Busch almost swept seven stages there. Just missed out on the win there, so to speak, with the Xfinity race. Kyle Busch wins stage one and two. Keselowski gets the win. Xfinity Series will be back this weekend, Saturday afternoon at Pocono. And the Cup race, Kyle Busch. Yeah, it was the Kyle Busch show. And literally like 20 minutes before I started doing the show tonight, I saw that Jeff Gluck tweeted that there was no penalty for the windshield. It looked like Jeff was getting a ton of messages and tweets about windshields, and then people were just being smartasses and sending him random windshields and stuff. You know, who knows whether or not what was going on there or not. You know, it's so hard to be able to take a picture off a television screen and assess a penalty without looking and having the car up close. I've got to imagine, and I would have to think that NASCAR's credibility in terms of breaking down the car and their inspection process is not compromised in any stretch of the imagination. So I don't think that they would have let something go. So if there was an issue, I think they would have penalized Kyle Busch, just like they have other teams throughout the year. So that said, Kyle Busch actually has one more playoff point than Kevin Harvick. So since I don't have much race talk, since I didn't watch the races, but with a valid excuse, I think, I thought I'd go through the standings here a little bit more in depth than what I usually do and kind of take a look at who's in, who's not in, because we're a third of the way through. We're 13 races in, and we've only got really 13 more races to decide who's racing for it. So from that regard, we're halfway through deciding who's making the playoffs. So let's look at this here a little bit more. So Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, obviously in on wins. Joey Logano's in on a win. Truex is in on a win. Clint Bowyer in on a win. And Austin Dillon in 19th is in on a win, provided he stays above the cut line there. And at right now would knock out Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Chase Elliott is in. Alex Bowman in. Eric Jones, Jimmy Johnson, Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, Kyle Larson. All these guys are in on points. So last year, we definitely spaced out the wins a little bit more early on in the season because there was some buzz. Not that I thought it was going to happen, but there was buzz that, hey, maybe wouldn't it be nice if we could get 17 drivers with a win? That way somebody with a win wouldn't make the playoffs, just to maybe put some stoppage to the talk of win and you're in, because that's not mathematically correct. However, at this point in the game, it does look like a win would be pretty safe going forward, at least for the 2018 season. So I would love a season with 17 different drivers getting a win under this current format, just to see everybody lose their mind. But that said, who's not in? Paul Menard, not in. I'm not sure if that should really be a surprise or not. And to be honest, he's in 17th, but he's quite a bit back from the 16th spot. Daniel Suarez, I'll be honest, I'm kind of surprised he is not in the top 16, 13 races in. Austin Dillon, with his win, isn't even in the top 16. Jamie McMurray in 20th, Ryan Newman in 21st, William Byron 22nd, Bubba Wallace 23rd, AJ Allmendinger 24th, David Reagan 25th, Casey Kane 26th. So to be honest, for me, I'm not overly shocked with who's in the top 16. I think Eric Almirola has surprised people. He surprised me, but you know, I know a lot of people, including myself, have bought in on Eric Almirola. So I'm not surprised that he's there now. A few races ago, maybe even six races ago, I might have been on a different viewpoint there and maybe thought Daniel Suarez might be in his place. But as it stands, the top 16, I think, might be pretty predictable. Now, from where they're actually at in the top 16 might be a little bit different story. Like, I don't know too many people going into 2018 would think Jimmy Johnson would be 12th in the top 16, but I think we all would have safely had him in the top 16. So yeah, there's that. Also thought I would go over, since we're 13 in, which is kind of significant, way into the season, and I haven't done any odds, I don't believe, since Daytona. So I thought I'd do a little odds as to where we're at from a sports book perspective in terms of who the favorite is for the championship here now that things have settled in a bit. All right, so the current odds on favorite to win the championship is Kevin Harvick at plus 225, which means, if you lay down a $100 bet on Kevin Harvick and he wins the championship and you were to place that bet today, you'd get $225 back. Kyle Busch is in second at plus 300. Truex Jr. is just behind Kyle in third at plus 350. And then it starts to space out a little bit. Kyle Larson is in fourth at plus 600. Brad Keselowski is in fifth at plus 800. Followed by Chase Elliott, plus 1,200. Joey Logano, plus 1,200. Denny Hamlin at 1,800. Jimmy Johnson is at plus 2,500 for the championship. Clint Bowyer, 3,500. Kurt Busch, 3,500. Daniel Suarez, 6,000. So right now, the casinos are liking Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, obviously, right, dominating the points. All right, so those are my fillers. Sorry about that. I will definitely be back to the race watching form this weekend. And let's move on to some social media. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. Make sure you subscribe and download on iTunes, Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, Acast, Blueberry. You name it, you can find the show out there. Earlier this afternoon, while I was sitting bored, I tweeted out a new giveaway. And there is obviously a theme to this giveaway. It is a Lapped Traffic MIS Firekeepers Casino themed giveaway. This giveaway includes a Lap Traffic t-shirt, a Lap Traffic travel mug, some koozies, stickers of the Lap Traffic podcast. There's a Michigan International Speedway hat, a Firekeeper's hat, a Firekeeper's t-shirt, and a Firekeeper's koozie. And there's no giveaway number or follower requirement for this one. I'm just pumped about MIS and trying to help get word out about it. So it's just going to go regardless of what the follower count is at, and I'm going to give it away before next week's show. Live on Periscope to one lucky follower. So when you see that out there being tweeted this week, make sure you retweet, help spread word about that. Over to some new followers. The Beverage Cart at Bev Cart Delivery. This is a Michigan-based alcohol delivery service. It's a startup company, and it's Michigan-based, which is awesome, and it's alcohol delivery, which is awesome. So go give those guys a follow. Eric Beaver at ebeaver88 from Pennsylvania and an Austin Dillon fan. Johnny at CappedCar76 from Texas and loves to play NASCAR 15. Eddie Greer III at Eddie_EG3 also has his own show, The EG3 Show, and is a 78 fan, so go check that out as well. Donnie J at DonnieJ25, a Martin Truex Jr. fan and a music instructor, which is really cool. And Julie at JulieDonovan73 from the great state of Michigan. And, of course, a Brad Keselowski fan. Thanks for the follow, guys. Hope you like the show. Make sure you tell your friends. All right, the show is moving right along. I think it's time for everyone's favorite weather segment with everyone's favorite weatherman, Mr. Aaron Studwell. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, back again for another weather segment. You can follow him on Twitter at RaceWeather and check out raceweather.net. Mr. Aaron Studwell, sir, how was your Memorial weekend and how are things going?
Things are going well. Good evening, sir. Things are going pretty well. Just some family business taken care of, but things are getting better and just spending time with family, which is ultimately what matters.
Excellent. Very cool. So let me ask, I didn't get to watch much racing this weekend. What do you think of the Coke 600 and the Kyle Busch dominance that we saw?
You mean the Kyle Busch 600?
Yes,
the
Kyle Busch 600. Yes, that one.
Can we go back to the aero package we had during the All-Star race, please?
I think that was a lot of people's take.
Yeah. I watched it, and it was just hard to keep attention on it. And even on restarts or green flag pit stops, it's like he's just running away with it. It was like Truex 2 years ago. And it doesn't make for compelling watching. Having we had game 7 opposite it.
Oh yeah, that didn't help.
On Sunday night. No, it didn't help. It was there's good racing. We've talked about it earlier. There's good racing mid pack.
Sure.
For round 4 and 8, but it's not compelling watching when I know 150 to go, Kyle Busch is going to win it.
Right. Yeah. Unless something crazy happens.
Tire fails, yes. Or he gets caught up in the back end of the field in lap traffic. Not your lap traffic, but in literal lap traffic.
That's right.
I what's the week? You try and get him caught up in your lap traffic.
Yeah, right. That'd be awesome.
But yeah, it wasn't a compelling watch, but I watched all of it.
Yeah. All right. So weather for Charlotte was pretty much as called there, so that's cool.
You know, we had subtropical. What wound up being now a subtropical storm, Alberto. What wound up being. What is now actually subtropical depression in Alberta, moving up through the Ohio Valley. It made landfall a little bit later than we thought earlier in the week, which, on a seven-day forecast for a landfalling storm, we're kind of even lucky we're calling it then, let alone to the point where we're saying, okay, landfall is going to be this day, and then we're going to kind of base these other forecasts going out on that. Saturday, we got into stage 3, 32 to go, interrupted by a heavy shower. I honestly thought they were going to end it. I honestly thought, they're going to say, we're done. 32 to go. We can just everybody go home. We're going to move on. But it took just a touch over an hour, and we were back to racing. And, it kind of makes you miss the Dash for Cash races.
Sure.
I do like seeing the Xfinity guys running up front.
Absolutely.
My pick came in third, I believe. Nice. With Cole Custer.
Nice.
Yes.
So. Oh, yes. I had Cole Custer too. Yes. So we're headed to Pocono, which I know when I think of Pocono, I think rain shower in one turn and sun in the other turn and rain delays. So what are we looking at this weekend?
I guess I'm just not going to disappoint you then. What do I have for our Patreon account? It's a tricky forecast. It's a tricky triangle.
Nice.
So we're going to skip. We're going to skip turn four.
Okay. All right. Good idea.
Friday's scattered showers and thunderstorms is a pretty complex pattern because we're going to have the remnant low of Alberta up in Canada. We're going to have some cold fronts coming out of it. We're going to have another low develop off the north, the mid-Atlantic coast. So it's going to be really complicated, but we have the Friday scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, we're actually going to have a cold front push through. If the models hold true, and we've actually been kind of consistent on this, we're going to have a cold front on Saturday, more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Sunday, high near 60.
Ooh, wow.
It's about 10 degrees below normal for the high. We're going to have a lower chance of rain, so we're going to still keep isolated showers in the forecast. But okay. Sunday looks a lot better than Saturday does.
Okay. All right. Well, we will. I don't think I could ever be surprised with what Pocono forecasts might include. So I always keep an open mind with Pocono forecasting.
And then you're going to throw in the mountains. You're going to have regional effects. You're going to, if the winds settle in and it's, and they're going to say warmer, but then humid, you could have fog and mist. And then we've had it where you've had fog and mist in turn one, and you're just going down into a bank of fog.
Yeah. No, it's that is such an odd place for a track, man.
Yeah, they broke the mold and they made it.
Yes, that is true. All righty. Well, as always, thank you, sir. And I am very excited to talk to you next week. And I really hope you bring some good news for an MIS weather forecast next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Been there. Want to get back. I don't need a nap this time, though. But I do want to get back up there sometime. So I'll definitely be ready for a forecast next week for MIS.
Excellent, sir. All right. Well, you have a great week and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks. You too. Get better.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll see you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. All right. Always glad and happy to talk to Aaron there, and really hope he brings some good news next weekend for the weather next weekend at MIS as well. All right. It is time for your lucky dog and lap down picks of the week. Don't forget to tweet your lucky dog and lap down picks to me after the race, or you can call and leave a message on the Wave Around hotline anytime after the race as well. 248-965-9538 is the Wave Around hotline number. All right, over to my picks. What is my lucky dog of racing that I didn't see? Well, I have to go with the 18 team. How can you not? Especially now that they've been cleared of any penalties or anything like that. Just a dominating performance. So my lucky dog is going to the 18 team of Kyle Busch. Who am I putting a lap down? My gallbladder for putting a big downer on the holiday weekend. I had plans to run the hell out of my grill, hang out with some friends and family, and watch a ton of racing. So my lap down is the gallbladder. However, it could have been a lot worse. So in retrospect, hey, I'm here. I'm on the mend. So from that regard, I guess I can't complain. Over to some tweeted responses. Mick at GoDucks42_Mick, lucky dog. Kyle Busch completely dominated. Lapped down is James Davison in the Indy 500 was a moving chicane. Captain Redneck at Redneck_Captains. Lucky dog is Bowman. Quietly doing well in the 88. Yes, he is. Lap down Harvick. What could have been? I'm with you. That's literally, it's so funny you say that. I was getting the discharge paperwork as Harvick went into the wall. So that was bittersweet, let me tell you. Scott at 1985 Wagner's Lucky Dog, Will Power, lap down F1 and the Cup Series. Brett at B Wayne 85-89 Lucky Dog, Bush, for a dominant car and winning at every track. Lap down Eric Jones, pit crew, for a couple mistakes that cost him a top five. Bullwinkle at Cody Caratz, Lucky Dog is Blaney for getting out of the car. I did see that. That was a scary, scary blow up there for sure. And the lap down is the 20 crew. Wally at Wally Tarkington, his Lucky Dog is the 18 and his pure raw talent. That was a fun race from second on back. Haha. Lap down, unfortunately, Harvick this week with his last place finish. And I do believe we've got a message here on the Wave Around Hotline, so let's get to that.
Hey, Brandon, what's up, man? Andrew Cancian, first-time caller, long-time listener. Twitter handle is at Cancian. First off, I want to say I hope you're feeling better, bud. That sucks about your little procedure, but, you know, it'll be good, man. In terms of the race, man, it's the biggest day in motorsports, man, F1, IndyCar, NASCAR. Saw some good stuff, I think, on every race but the F1 race, because airplanes on wheels typically don't put on a good show, but that's just me. I mean, Kyle Busch dominated and kicked ass, so maybe we should have ran the All-Star package and we could have made the Coke 600, you know, a six-hour race, because I'm sure that's what people wanted on Twitter. If I had to go with a lucky dog, this one's actually a little bit of a personal one. It's going to be Landon Castle. And not for the way that he ran. I mean, he finished, you know, 27th or something probably. But the veteran he had on his car was he was actually killed, I forget where. I think it was in Iraq or Afghanistan. I can't talk. And he actually lived in the town over from me, and my aunt takes care of his grave and stuff. So that one really felt near and dear to the hearts of the local people around here. And my lap down is probably the hangover that I have right now for Memorial Day weekend, because that really kicked my ass, man. So I'll talk to you later, bud.
See, it is that simple to be a part of the show. Big thanks to Andrew. Love the first time, long time. Thanks for calling in, leaving a message on the Wave Around Hotline. And you know what? Big props. That was an awesome story there that you gave real quick. Big props to NASCAR for doing what they do for the troops and honoring veterans and all of that. Just so touching to see names on the cars like they do. Just a special thing that NASCAR does, which is incredible. So big props for NASCAR. So don't forget, tweet, call your picks. I love that segment. It's probably one of my favorite segments, the Lucky Dog lap down picks. All right, over to some fantasy. Just a reminder to get your picks in by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Friday. Some one-on-one DraftKings competition going on with MOATF. David, I'm losing count as to how many weeks I've kicked your ass, man. That's all I got to say. And I did it from a hospital bed. What up? Come on, man. You got to up the game a little bit. And I also did one with Mike at MikeTuck12, who sent me a message, asked if we could play a head-to-head. Absolutely. But honestly, and all kidding aside, with MOATF too, there it literally just came down to luck of survival with this one. But it's fun, so love the DraftKings thing there. All right, let's see how you guys did this week and who won segment one. Week high this week was 116 points by those who took Kyle Busch, who got 70 points in the Cups race, and Chris Bell, who got 46 in the Xfinity. So nice job by Aaron Lamp, Amanda Pugh, Bruce Dance, John Etwinsel, Chloe Yunker, Mick Rose, and Patrick Rudolph, all for picking Kyle Busch and Chris Bell. All right, over to the top 10 in standings for segment one. Chloe Yunker wins segment one of the Lat Traffic Fantasy League with 1,451 points. John Rapps comes in second with 1,353. Chloe almost with a 100-point lead. That's crazy. Tommy in third with 1,346. Tasha in fourth with 1,275. Mick Rose wraps out the top five with 1,268. Jeff Hess in sixth with 12.56. Weatherman Aaron Studwell in seventh with 12.54. Mike Elliott in eighth, 12.42. Aaron Lamp in ninth with 12.36. John Elliott also ninth, 12.36. And my man Andrew Cancian wraps out the top 10 in segment one with 12.31. So congrats to Chloe, John, and Tommy. You guys got some prizes for segment one. And we now start segment two this week with Pocono and cumulative standing. So Chloe right now, since we haven't raced yet, is still technically going to hold first place for cumulative, but it's anybody's game for segment two. It's getting reset to zero. My picks for this past weekend, well, I had Sadler in the Xfinity Series, who finished fifth, which wasn't too bad. And I said I was riding the Harvick freaky fast car until the train ended. Well, maybe it ended until the next one starts back up. And where I finished in segment one is not worth mentioning. So all I'm going to say is, Chloe, I'm coming for you in segment two. All right, let's get to the picks for this week. We head to Pocono, one of the more interestingly shaped tracks, and the track with the quickest turnaround time for its second race. We go back, I think, in like 5 or 6 weeks. Ryan Blaney won this race and got his first of his career last year at the June Pocono race. Could he see victory lane again? Kyle Busch won the second race at Pocono last year and is coming off a dominating performance this past weekend at Charlotte. Does he keep the momentum going? Could rain be a factor? Aaron mentioned it should be all right Sunday, but you never know with Pocono. So could we see an underdog team sneak a victory by playing some strategy like Chris Buescher did back in 2016? Can Kevin Harvick rebound from this past weekend at Charlotte? We'll find out Sunday. Let's get to my picks. There's no truck pick this week. My Xfinity pick, maybe shaking it up a little bit here, going outside the box, MOATF. I'm not taking Elliott Sadler this week. I'm not taking Justin Allgaier. Oh, no. I am going with Brandon Jones in the Xfinity Series this weekend. My cup pick, maybe a little bit more predictable. I don't know, maybe not. He's yet to see victory lane yet this year. I am going with Brad Keselowski at Pocono for this weekend. Those are my picks. Don't forget to send yours in if you're playing in the league. Segment one is over. We're on to segment two of the Lap Traffic Fantasy League, and cumulative standings start tracking as well. All right, that is going to do it for episode 70 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I'm sorry it's a little short, but I rambled on for 46 minutes and didn't do any race talk. But I'm back to normal, and I'll be back to normal race watching this weekend. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Don't forget about the new giveaway on Twitter. Get some Lap Traffic MIS and Firekeeper swag. Don't forget to submit your fantasy pick. Huge thanks to MIS track president Rick Brenner for coming on the show. The road to MIS continues next week with Sharon from the PETM podcast. And I'm actually picking him up at the airport next Thursday. He's coming to hang out with me at MIS. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!